主耶稣圣名开始今天早上的聚会，请大家唱诗255。假使会看中文的，请你看中文的赞美诗255，因为中文的歌词跟英文不太一样哈。英文是耶稣爱小孩，但是中文是灵恩大会，因为我们今天是灵恩会的开始。这一首诗哦，对我们有非常好的鼓励，所以我们会看中文的，请你看中文，255。大会揭开了，弟兄姐妹全来到。坚定真道，专心诚实做祷告，各样俗事全抛弃，一切杂念都丢掉，虚心迫切祈求圣灵快临到。圣灵乃是无价宝，世界上无处可找，得了圣灵真快乐，得到天堂真美好，我们大家都要就这真至宝。圣灵降临真奇妙，各样恩赐都现彰，方言灵歌灵笑灵哭灵舞蹈，日歌日捧日握手，有日家伙随到他，是力量一边刚鬼成正道，圣灵乃是无价宝，世界上无处可找，得了圣灵真快乐，得到天堂真美好，我们大家都要求这真至宝。圣灵功能像火烧，能把我们冲改造，让自己无悔心境扎实成美好，启迪我们明正道，代替我们做祷告，加添力量帮助我们心颠倒。圣灵乃是无价宝，世界上无处可找，得了圣灵真快乐，得到天堂真美好，我们大家都要求这真至宝。
请坐。中文都听得懂。感谢主的带领。那我们今天开始有三天的灵恩会。所谓的灵恩会啊，就是那我们借着这个机会来追求属灵的恩典，追求从神来的各样福气，这是我们举开灵恩会的目的。因为我们的神啊，是又真又活的神，他是全能的，他是慈爱的神，他应许要把各样丰盛的恩惠赐给我们。所以我们可以借着祷告，借着学习道理来跟他亲近，来领受从天上来的各样属灵福分。这是我们开灵恩惠的主要目的。所以我们要趁这几天的时间，大家能够有安静的心灵来学习道理安静祷告来领受神赐给我们的各样大福气。那我们现在要来祷告，就求神带领施恩祝福我们这几天的盛会。我们一起跪下来感谢祷告。大家请坐。
Please be seated。
感谢主的恩典哦，那我们有机会一起来学习道理，互相勉励。
Thanks for the grace of God. We have this opportunity to study and mutually encourage each other.
啊，早上想跟大家查考的是《启示录》当中的七个教会。
And this morning, I'd like to talk about the seven churches in the Revelation.
这个圣经呢，叫做它的主题就是神的救恩。
And the topic of the Bible is the salvation of God.
神怎样来拯救我们世人？这是圣经的主题。
And so, how did God come to save us? And this is the main topic of the Bible.
啊，所以圣经是以耶稣基督为中心。
And so, the Bible has a center focus on Jesus.
因为他是人类唯一的救主。
And he is the only savior of mankind.
啊，旧约圣经啊，就讲到说，将来唯一有一位救赎主要出现。啊，所以有很多的预言预表。
So the Old Testament talks about there will be a savior that will come, and there are some prophecies that's going to be fulfilled.
这个新约圣经啊，就是把耶稣的言行啊，他讲的话、做的事，把它记录下来。
And the New Testament records all the actions and deeds of the Lord Jesus.
所以来见证啊，传扬耶稣就是救主。
So it proclaims that the Lord Jesus is the savior.
这个最后一本书啊，叫做启示录。
And the last book is Revelations.
那这个是耶稣的门徒啊，约翰在晚年九十几岁的时候才写的。
And this is written by the disciple of the Lord Jesus when he was about 90 years old.
啊，因为当时啊，在传道里的时候受到迫害。
And when they were preaching the gospel, they suffered persecution.
啊，很多的基督徒啊被杀害。
Many Christians were killed.
那这个约翰啊，他是被罗马皇帝把他放逐到一个叫做拔摩的一个孤岛上。
And so John was put by the Roman emperor on the island called Patmos.
啊，他在那里啊，啊神借着异象啊，启示他有关末世的情形。
So through visions, God revealed to him all the end time scenarios.
好像那个影片啊，一幕一幕的出现。
So it's just like a slide that appears one by one.
啊，神叫他说，你把你所看到的，还有所听到的，就把它写下来。
And God told him, whatever you see, you write down.
啊，就写信给当时小亚细亚的七个教会。
So at that time, he wrote to the seven churches in Asia.
那事实上，当时的教会啊，不只是这七个。
But actually, at that time, it was not only those seven churches.
而是这七个教会啊，是当时教会的代表。
And those seven churches were representative of all the churches.
那虽然是给当时的教会啊，但是每一封书信都说，凡有耳朵的就应当听。
And to every church, it writes, if you have any ear, listen.
表示说啊，这是写给众教会的书信。
So this is the message to all the churches.
那尤其我们末世的教会啊，得救的教会，我们更应当了解这书信的内容跟意义。
Especially for us, we're in the end time, so we should understand the message.
因为我们知道主耶稣要来的日子近了。
Because we know the days the Lord Jesus coming is drawing near.
我们看到每一个教会都有它的一些优点。
And we can see that all churches have their good points.
啊，也有他的软弱。
And they also have their weaknesses.
所以圣灵说啊，这个好的，你们要持守到底。
And so those tell the churches whatever good you have, preserve to the end.
那我们软弱的缺点的地方啊，我们就要悔改，还要来改进它。
And whatever shortcomings you have to change.
啊，让我们这个教会啊，就能够更加的完全呢、啊。啊，更蒙神祝福。
So the church may be more perfect.
啊，这个教会就慢慢的建设达到完全呐、啊。啊，说好像那个新娘装饰的非常美丽。
And so if the church is able to become perfect, it will just be like the bride adorned.、
啊、到时候啊，耶稣基督啊，他是一个新郎，他就从天上降临，然后把教会迎接回到天上去。
And in the future, the Lord Jesus will descend like a groom to take up the bride into heaven.
所以这个启示录的主题叫做末世的救恩呢。
And so the revelation topic is the salvation of the end times.
啊，在这个世界快要结束之前呢、啊，神怎样来拯救我们人类
？And it is before the earth is destroyed, how God is going to save mankind.
我们先来看这个启示录第一章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 1.
第四节。
Verse 4.
启示录一章第四节。
Revelation chapter 1, verse 4.
启示录一章第四节。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 4。
约翰写信给亚细亚的七个教会，说：但愿从那昔在、今在、以后永在的神呢、啊，和他宝座前的七灵，第五节。
Verse 5。
并那曾赎作见证的，从死里所先复活的，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督啊。啊、有恩惠平安归给你们、啊、他爱我们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶、哦、这里讲到约翰、啊、按照神的指示、啊、就把这个书信写给当时的七个教会。
So according to God's instructions, John wrote the wrote these letters to the seven churches、
啊、因为他曾经在那个异象当中、啊、神就是借着这样感动他。
Because previously in a vision, this is how God has moved him.
啊，他说在看到这异象的时候啊，啊，他看到有七个灯台。
And when he see this vision, he see that there's the seven lamps.
所以我们看一章的十二节到十六节。
Chapter 1, verse 12 to 16.
一章十二节到十六节。
Chapter 1, 12 to 16.
说我转过身来啊，要看谁跟我说话。啊、转过来就看见是七个金灯台，十三节。
13.
灯台中间有一个好像人主身穿长衣，足垂到脚，胸间束着金带，十四节。
14.
他的头以发皆白，如白羊毛，如雪，眼目如火焰，十五节。
15.
脚像炉中锻炼光明的铜，声音如同众水的声音，十六节。
16.
他手里拿着七个星，口中出来一把两刃的利剑，面貌如同烈日放光。那约翰、啊、听到声音、啊啊、然后他回头一看、啊、看到有七个金灯台。
So once John heard the voice and he turned around, he can see seven golden lampstands.
啊，有耶稣基督非常荣耀威严的形状啊，啊，他就在这个灯台当中行走。
And there was the Lord Jesus in the very majestic and glorious way was walking among the lampstands.
后来解释说啊，这个七个灯台啊，就是主着神的众教会。
And then describes that the seven lampstands is the church of God.
因为这个教会要在地面上发光啊。
And in the earth, it have to shine the light.
啊，把这个基督的真光啊，真道啊，把它传扬到世界各地。
And to proclaim and spread the true light and the gospel to all the lands.
所以教会要像发光的金灯台。
So the church has to be a light that shines like a lampstand.
啊，人主在这个灯台当中行走。
And people walk around the lampstand.
就是说啊，耶稣啊，天主在这个教会里面做王。
And that means the Lord Jesus is going to reign as king in the church.
那、啊、这个神的教会是属于耶稣基督的。
And this church belongs to the Lord Jesus.
耶稣说、啊：“我要把我的教会把它建立起来。
”And the Lord Jesus says, "I'm going to build up my church."
啊，能够胜过阴间的权柄。
And to overcome the bounds of the hell.
啊，所以世人一定要透过、啊、就是进到神的教会里面来领受神的救恩，才能够得救。
And so people have to be able to come into this church to be saved.
所以这个教会有天国的钥匙。
So the church has the keys to the heaven.
它能够留罪赦罪的权柄。
It is able to forgive the sins.
啊，这个不在于人啊，而是在于圣灵在教会里面做王来治理。
It does not depend on men, but instead, if the Holy Spirit reigns as king in the church.
啊，圣灵就是神的本身，也是耶稣基督本身。
And the Holy Spirit is God Himself, and is also Jesus.
所以耶稣基督啊，在教会里面亲自来做王治理神的教会。
So Jesus personally reigns as the King of the Church.
啊，这里有描述这个主耶稣啊，非常荣耀的形状。
And here describes the Lord Jesus as very glorious manner.
因为他是至圣至荣耀的真神。
And He is the most holy in God.
啊，虽然他成为人来到世界上的时候没有什么家庭美容啊。
So even though when He came to this earth without any appearance.
但是啊，他实际上啊是荣耀的宇宙的主宰。
But actually, He is the eternal dweller.
所以门徒曾经看到耶稣的形象。
And so the disciples once saw the appearance of Jesus.
他说，他的确是神荣耀的形象。
And they really understood that Jesus is God.
所以对门徒来讲啊，他们这个印象非常深刻。
And so this left a deep impression on the disciples.
所以为着传福音啊，不怕生命的危险呐、啊，受苦受患难。啊、为主信道在所不惜、啊、
And they were not afraid of anything, neither death or any hardship to proclaim the gospel for God.
那从这个耶稣的手里面呢、啊，有七个星。
And so in the hands of the Lord Jesus, there were seven stars.
那七个星说是教会的使者啊，就是教会的工人。
And the seven stars are the messenger or the angels of
the church. 其实我们众圣徒啊，也都是在主的手里面。
And actually, we all believers are in the hands of God.
那所以我们要按照神的旨意来行事。
And we have to do according to the will of God.
啊，神就保守看顾我们。
And then God will preserve and watch us.
啊，如果我们呢、啊、不按照神的旨意啊，神就会管教。
And if we do not do according to the will, we will be just, or we have judgment.
那、啊、我们如果在按照神的旨意啊，啊，努力的做圣工啊，虽然为传福音啊，遇到很多的患难。
And if we work for God according to His will,
但是因为我们都在主的手里啊，他会亲自的保守眷顾啊，所以我们一点都不惧怕。
Even if we face hardship, He will preserve us. We do not need to be afraid.
因为众圣徒啊，都是在主的手里面。
And all believers are in the hands of God.
啊，我们来看第一个教会啊。
Let's see the first church.
我们看启示录二章第一节。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 1.
启示录二章第一节
Revelation chapter 2 verse 1
说你要写信给以弗所教会的使者说、啊、那个右手拿着七星在七个金灯台中、啊、行走的说第二节
verse 2
我知道你的行为劳碌忍耐也知道你不能够容忍恶人你曾过试验那著称为属徒却不是属徒的看出他们是假的来第三节
Verse 3
你也能够忍耐曾为我的名劳苦并不乏倦、哦、主耶稣叫约翰写信给第一个教会、啊、叫做以弗所教会
The first church that God tell John to write to is the church of Ephesus
那这个以弗所的教会、啊、是在土耳其、啊、就是古时候的小亚细亚的中心的教会
And so Ephesus was at the center of the churches in Asia.
保罗在那里传道以后啊，建设这个教会，曾经有三年多在那里牧养。
And so Paul once established the church there and shepherded for 3 years.
那像亚波罗啊，也是一个非常好的圣经的教导者，他也在以弗所工作过。
And a very good worker, Apollos also once worked in the church of Ephesus.
那这个老约翰啊，使徒约翰，他在被放逐到拔摩海岛之前，还有之后啊，他也在这个以弗所教会啊工作相当长一段时间。
And so before Elder John was put into the island of Patmos, he once worked in Ephesus church.
那所以这个以弗所教会啊，他们属灵上的程度啊，对道理的了解啊，对圣工的努力啊，啊，这是啊。可以让人肯定的。
And so we can see that the spiritual virtues of the Ephesus church is we can be assured of.
啊，所以主耶稣说啊，这个教会啊，啊，曾经为圣工啊，非常的劳碌啊，而且啊，虽然劳苦，但是他们不会感到疲倦。
And we can see that the Ephesus church they worked very hard for the Lord and they are not tired.
啊，忍受各样的苦难。
They were able to persevere through many difficulties.
啊，这是这个教会的特色。
And this is the specialty of this church.
啊，那他们说啊，没有办法容忍恶人。
And they cannot endure those who are evil.
啊，他说，这是主耶稣称赞他们的地方。
And this is the point that the Lord Jesus praised them.
因为这个教会里面呢、啊，如果有一些啊罪人呐、啊，啊教会没有处理，有时候会让他发酵起来。
And if there are some sins or evil in the church, and if it's not cast out, then there will be yeast that grow.
啊，所以这个教会啊，要有祭血的心。
So this church has to have a pure heart.
因为神是圣洁的神。
Because God is a holy God.
啊，所以不能够容忍这个罪恶啊啊，在教会里面当中啊发酵。
And it cannot allow sins in the church to grow.
我们看到旧约时代哦，神的百姓。 阿拉们在跟敌人打仗的时候,
and we can see in the Old Testament when the Israelites fighting against their enemies.
有时候他们当中啊, 有了罪恶啊, 神就不跟他们同在, 他们就打败仗。
And many times if God is not with them, they will have they will be defeated by their enemies.
好像亚干啊, 违背神的命令, 拿了那个不该拿的东西。
For example, Achan took something that he should not have taken.
结果他们就在那个敌人的面前啊, 逃跑了。
So they fled from the presence of their enemies.
好多人被杀。
And many were killed.
所以耶稣也就很难过, 说神啊, 你怎么没有跟我们同在, 我们的百姓在敌人面前逃跑。
So Joshua cried out to the Lord and saying, how come you're not with us because we are fleeing from our enemies?
当然神后来就跟他讲说, 因为以色列人犯了罪啊, 所以他们在敌人面前啊, 站立不住。
So God replies, say, because the Israelites have committed sins, they cannot stand before the enemies.
后来把那个犯罪的人啊, 亚干找出来。
And they found the sinner Achan.
后来他们再去打仗的时候, 他们就得胜了。
And then they go into battle, they were able to win.
像他们在旷野的时候啊,
and when they were in the wilderness,
他们曾经啊, 耸动, 亚伦为他们造来一个金牛来拜。
They worshiped the golden calf that was created by Aaron.
所以神就很生气, 说要把以色列人统统灭掉。
So God was very mad and wanted to kill all the Israelites.
后来是因为摩西的祷告啊, 神才保留他们。
And it was only through the prayer of Moses that they were preserved.
但是那个时候啊, 有些人还是一直跳舞玩耍行淫乱。
But even though at that time they were still committing adultery and also worshiping idols.
摩西就说啊, 属神的人啊, 跟我来。
And then Moses says, those who belong to God, come with me.
当时就有利未支派的人啊, 就跟随摩西。
And at that time there were the Levites, people of Levites, they followed.
然后把那些啊, 在放纵犯罪拜偶像行奸淫的人啊, 就把他们杀掉。
And those who committed harlotry and worshiped idols, they were cast into the ground.
所以让那个神的怒气止息啊。
And then God's anger ceased.
所以神后来就对利未人这样说。
And then God spoke to the Levites.
说你因为你们有那个恨恶罪恶啊, 啊那个忌邪的心。
Because you have the heart that you hate against evil.
所以神就容许他们啊, 来亲近神啊, 啊, 来做服侍神的工作。
So God allowed them to draw near to God and to have a work for God.
所以这里讲到说, 这个以弗所的教会啊, 他们有这个不能够容忍恶人的忌邪的心啊。
And so here it says that they have endured hardship.
啊, 神也知道他们有这样的优点。
And God knows they have this good point.
啊, 因为他们那个属灵的知识比较成长。
And because they are spiritually mature.
啊, 所以对那些工人啊, 是不是神的工人啊, 他们也能够分辨出来。
They are able to discern the workers of God.
我们知道那个使徒是主耶稣亲自选召。
And we know that the apostles is chosen by God.
主耶稣给他们权柄, 可以医病赶鬼。
God gave them authority to cast out demons and perform miracles.
主耶稣升天了以后, 他们就继续啊, 来见证主耶稣所传的生命之道。
Even after the Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, they were able to proclaim the gospel for Jesus.
啊, 但是啊, 当时有些人啊, 他著称为使徒。
But those people, they consider themselves apostles at that time.
说他们所传的是假的道理。
But actually what they're proclaiming is the false gospel.
有的为了利益啦, 现实的钱财利益啊, 啊, 来混乱神的道。
And some do it for the benefit of gaining monetary money.
啊, 因为这个有所教会啊, 他们属灵程度啊, 啊, 比较高啊, 所以他们就看, 看出来说, 哎, 这个根本就是传的是假的道理。
And because the efficient church, they are more spiritually mature, they can see that they are false.
啊, 所以他们在说, 这个不是假的, 不是神的使徒啊, 这是假的使徒, 啊, 所以他们就可以不接待他们。
And they recognize them as the false apostles and do not take them in.
所以这个教会有很多很多的优点啊。
And this church has many good points.
啊, 但是也有软弱的地方。
But they also have their shortcomings.
我们看启示录2章第4节。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 4.
启示录2章第4节。
Revelations chapter 2 verse 4.
说然而有一件事情我要责备你, 就是你把起初的爱心离弃了。第五节。
Verse 5.
所以应当回想你是从哪里坠落的，并要悔改行起初所行的事。你若不悔改，我就临到你那里，把你的灯台啊从原处挪去。这里讲到这个以弗所教会的缺点啊，就是失掉了爱心。
And so their shortcomings that they have, they lacked love.
我们知道这个教会是一个爱的属灵团体。
We know that the church is a group of love.
因为是借着主耶稣的爱来建设的。
Because it is built with the love of Jesus.
主耶稣替我们死在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus died for us on the cross.
圣经里面说啊，人为朋友舍命啊，没有爱心比这个更大的。
And the Bible says there's no greater love for someone to die for their friend.
但是主耶稣啊，在我们还做罪人的时候，他就替我们死了，所以神的爱就这样显明出来。
While we were still sinners, the Lord Jesus died for our sins. This is how God manifested His love.
所以既然耶稣连自己的生命都为我们舍弃了。
So Lord Jesus even offered up His life for us.
说神还有什么东西保留不给我们的？
And what else is there preserved not to be given to us?
所以我们有神可以靠啊，然后我们就凡事啊可以充足啊啊，没有什么挂虑的地方。
And we should not worry because there's nothing for there, everything is given to God.
啊，说神啊，神如果帮助我们啊，没有人可以跟我们敌对。
And if God is with us, no one can be against us.
啊，神既然借着耶稣基督为我们死了，谁还能够定我们的罪呢？
So since the God used the Lord Jesus to die for our sins, who can?
所以我们没有一个人啊，可以让耶稣基督的爱啊跟我们隔绝。
So no one can be separated by the love of God.
所以这个以弗所教会啊，他们也知道说耶稣基督的爱是何等的长阔高深呢、啊、
？And so Ephesian church knew how wide and deep the love of God is.
因为这个爱啊，常常充满在我们的心里面。
Because the love of God is always filled in us.
因为主耶稣说啊，你们如果有彼此相爱的心啊，才能够成为我的门徒。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Only if you love one another can you be called my disciples."
所以我们知道说，以弗所的教会本来是相当有爱心的。
So we know that originally Ephesus Church have a lot of love.
但是信主越来越久了以后啊，因为面对很多环境的改变。
And because they believe in the Lord for a long time, and they were affected by their surroundings.
有时候遇到一些不法的事情越来越多。
And they encounter lawless things.
所以人的信心啊。啊、就渐渐的淡薄了。
And then man's heart becomes less love.
所以到了使徒末期的时候，主耶稣说，以弗所的教会失掉了起初那个爱心。
And so in the end times, the Ephesus church they left their love.
那、啊、如果这样继续下去的话，说将来这个金灯台啊，它会消失掉。
And if this continues, their lampstand will be disappeared.
本来是一个发光非常荣耀的灯台。
And originally it was a lamp that shined much glorious light.
啊，但是啊，因为啊，爱心没有了，所以灯光啊就慢慢的暗淡了、啊，最后就消失掉了。
And because they have lacked love, this lampstand is being removed slowly.
啊，所以让我们知道说啊，这个教会好像一个金灯台。
So this tells us that the church is like a golden lampstand.
啊，这个教会要能够兴旺发光。
In order for this church to prosper and shine the light.
啊，当然有很多的因素。
There are many reasons.
第一个就是道理上要纯全。
The first reason is that the gospel, the words has to be pure.
因为我们所传的道理啊，如果纯正，神就跟我们同在。
And whatever we preach, if it is pure, then God is with us.
啊，用他的能力作为啊，彰显出来啊，来印证我们所传的道理。
And through His power, we will be manifested that whatever we preaching is the truth.
所以，如果我们的信心失掉了，道理改变了啊，这个灯光啊会消失掉。
And if we lose our faith and we have lost love, this lampstand will be removed.
我们看到我们真教会啊，在世界各地方传道理。
And we see that the true church is proclaimed the gospel in the whole world.
如果我们坚守神的道理啊，啊这样传扬。
And we hold on to the word of God, and this is how we preach.
神就会同在这个教会会兴旺。
And God will abide with this church, and this church will.
但是你如果道理改变了，因为这个已经不是神的道了，神就不同工。
Once you change the word, then God will not be with this work.
所以有时候我们人花了很大的力气啊，但是没有果效。
But many times men put much effort, but there's no results.
因为真教会啊，不是靠人的能力，而是靠神的同在，才能够兴旺发展。
Because the true church does not depend on the manpower, but instead on the guidance of God.
啊，所以失掉了真理啊，啊，这个教会就失掉它的荣耀。
And once this church loses the truth, then it loses its glory.
啊，我们如果失掉了信心啊，啊，这个光啊也会消失掉。
And once we lose our faith, then this light would diminish.
啊，另外一个就是信徒的行为这个偏差了。
And the other one is that the deeds of the believers has gone astray.
啊，这个教会也会失掉它的光耀。
And this church will also lose its glorious light.
我们看到说古时候参孙啊非常有能力。
And we know that in the ancient times, Samson was with great
strength. 因为神叫他做拿细尔人。
Because God ordained him to be a Nazarite.
啊，所以神跟他同在，啊，所以他有很多的很大的能力可以来拯救以色列人。
So God was with him in great strength, and he was able to save the Israelites.
啊，但是他的行为啊，却很放荡。
But his deeds were very loose.
啊，后来他把三个拿细尔人的条例啊，通通犯了。
And he has committed all the things against the Nazarite.
像最后啊，他的头发被理光啊，啊，他想说要像以前啊，啊来。昏行他的力量。
And once his head was shaved, then he wanted to regain the strength.
但是没想到说神已经离开他了，所以他就被捆绑了。
And God already has left him, he was bounded.
所以我们有些信徒啊，本来啊，好像金灯台一样。
And actually some of the believers were like golden lampstands.
但是因为啊，在道理上偏差，行为上偏差，啊，离开了神啊，啊，就没有办法做什么了。
And once we have gone astray in our faith and our actions, then we cannot do anything without God.
就好像那个灯台啊消失掉一样。
It is just like that lampstand that has gone.
失去了它的光辉啊。
And has lost that light.
那另外一个就是我们这里所讲的这个爱心。
And the other things where we talk about the love.
本来这个教会啊，就是爱的一个属灵团体。
And actually, the whole church is a gathering of a spiritual
love. 因为教会有充足的爱啊，啊，弟兄姊妹好像一家人一样。
And because the church is filled with love, everyone is like brothers and sisters.
啊，互相的关怀照顾，所以这个教会就非常有吸引力。
And once everyone cares for one another, there's a great attraction.
啊，人会越来越多啊，啊，大家越同心呐。
And when more people come, then everyone becomes unified.
啊，然后成为一个花亮的金灯台。
Then it becomes a lamp that shines brightly.
啊，但是如果我们信心失，我们的爱心失掉了。
But once we lose our love.
啊，彼此之间呐，啊，不同心呐，啊，啊，很多互相埋怨的事情，啊，信徒啊，有的就失掉了，啊，信心啊，慢慢的。啊，就不愿意来教会。
And once there's no unity, and once there's many complaints, then many people don't want to come to church.
啊，这个教会啊，就会失掉它的荣耀啊，啊，有时候慢慢的就消失掉它的光芒。
And then the church will lose its gloriousness and also its light.
所以耶稣说啊，你要回想你从哪里失落，你从那个地方啊就要恢复过来。
And so the Lord Jesus says, "Remember where you have fallen, so you can return."
阿门的啊，我们这个灯台啊，啊，在世界上啊就消失掉了。
Unless your golden lampstand will be removed from this place.
我们看回来启示录二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
看第六节。
Verse 6.
启示录二章第六节。
Revelation chapter 2, verse 6.
然而你还有一件事，一件可取的事，就是你恨恶尼格拉一党人的行为，这也是我所恨恶的。第七节。
Verse 7.
圣灵向众教会所说的话，凡有耳的就应当听。得胜的，我必将神肉眼中生命树的果子赐给他吃。这里讲到这个以弗所教会还有一个优点呢、啊。
And so here it mentions another good point of the Ephesus church.
就恨恶那个尼哥拉党的人。
And they hate the practice of the Nicolaitans.
这个使徒行传里面呢, 当时选立七个工人, 其中有一个人叫做尼哥拉。
And so in the book of Acts, when they chose the seven workers, one of it was a Nicolaitan.
所以有的人说这个尼哥拉可能那个工人后来变质了。And
perhaps that worker of Nicolaitan will go astray.
当然圣经没有直接的根据，我们就不便这样说。And
the Bible does not have any evidence, so we should not say.
但是我们知道说这个使徒教会的末期，有一些人。
And so we know that in the end time, the church, some of the people will become like Nicolaitans.
这个尼哥拉党的人有两个他们的特色。
And there's two characteristics of the people of Nicolaitans.
他们一个就是抬高自己，想要做头来挟住别人。
And they like to raise themselves and to control others.
我们知道这个教会里面，只有耶稣基督做头。
And we know that only the Lord Jesus can be the head of the church.
我们教会的所有的信徒，当然就是大家的弟兄姊妹。
And all the elders, everyone in the churches are brothers and sisters.
所以要用谦卑的态度，来互相的服侍。
And we serve one another with humility.
所以耶稣说，你们当中，谁愿意为大的，就要做众人的仆人。
And the Lord Jesus says, whoever wants to be the greatest, be the servant of all.
所以教会跟社会是不一样的。
So the church is different than the society.
社会有一些大臣、君王，有一些掌权者。
And the society has great kings and great leaders.
但是在教会里面，只有耶稣基督做头。
But in the church, only Lord Jesus is the head.
我们人不可以想要做头。
And people, we cannot want to be the head.
我们要学习像主耶稣基督，谦卑服侍人的态度。
We should learn from the Lord Jesus to serve with humility.
这个尼哥拉党的人就想要为首，要做头。
And the Nicolaitans, they want to grab onto authority and be the head.
来挟住别人。
And to control others.
第二个就是他们改变了放松真理的处度。
And the other one is that they have went astray in their truth.
所以这个真理一改变，这个已经不是真理，变成异端了。
And once they change the truth, this is no longer the truth but a heresy.
因为他们对这个道理，说这个淫乱，拜偶像，这个没有什么关系。
And so they have no concern over anything that's concerning the truth or any adultery.
所以他们说，你出祭偶像的东西，你就事先赶鬼，就可以吃了。
And they say, as long as you can worship anything order, you just have to cast out the Satan first.
犯淫乱的话，就受苦一段时间，就好了。
And if you commit sexual immorality, you just suffer for a little period, then that's good.
所以这个都是改变的道理，这个是异端。
And these are all considered changing the truth and heresies.
这是一条错误的道路。
And this is a wrong path.
主耶稣称赞这个以弗所的教会说，你们恨恶尼哥拉党的人。
So Jesus praises this Ephesus church that you hate the practice of
the
Nicolaitans.
因为这也是我所恨恶的。
Which is also what I hate.
所以我们要以主耶稣的心为心。
So we need to have the heart of Lord Jesus.
我们人不要去随便改变神的道理。
So we should not easily change God's words.
要有主耶稣的祭血的心。
And we to have a steadfast heart like the Lord Jesus.
这样才能够得神喜悦。
And only this way will be pleased.
如果我们随从那些错误的教训，跟着他走，这是主耶稣所恨恶的。
If we follow those wrong teachings, this is what Jesus hates.
就是我们不要因为情感的因素，或者是我们个人的一个主张，跟圣经的违背，这是会受神惩罚的。
And so do not use our own reasoning or our own emotions to change what God says.
他说如果我们得胜了，我们就能够得到，得进那个乐园里面，来吃生命树的果子。
And if we're able to overcome this, then we will eat of the tree of life. That's in the paradise of God.
这个得胜，就是我们在属灵上，在道理上能够得胜。
And this victory means that in our faith, in our journey, we can be victorious.
因为我们在属灵上的追求，就是一场征战。
Because our spiritual pursuit is a battle.
我们唯有 征战得胜，这个真道上征战得胜啊，我们才能够进到乐园里面去。
And if we're able to overcome this battle, then we can enter into the paradise.
啊，才能够得救了。
And then we can be saved.
所以耶稣对那个强盗说：“你今天可以一同进到乐园里面。
”And so Jesus told the other prisoners that you can enter into the paradise today.
啊，财主啊，他后来啊，到阴间呐、啊。啊，那个拉撒路虽然一生受苦，但是后来他也在乐园里面享安息。
And the wealthy person was able to suffer in hell, but Lazarus was in joy in heaven.
所以我们最后啊，这个属灵的征战是不是能够得胜
？And so can we become victorious in our battle?
啊，这个跟我们将来的福分很重要。
And has a strong relation with our status in the future.
有一次有一个老姐妹啊要离世。
Once there was an elder sister that about passed away.
啊，她虽然病很重啊，我去看她。
And even though she was severely ill, I went to see her.
啊，她不会，讲说啊，她身体怎么痛苦都没有。
And she would not even say if she's uncomfortable.
非常的安详。
She was very peaceful.
啊，她跟我讲的都是讲教会的事情。
And everything she mentioned was about the church.
因为她年轻的时候，二十岁的时候啊，就啊来信主啊，所以。得到很多很多神的恩典。
Because she came to believe when she was very young, about 20 years, she gained
a
large blessing.
她很关心教会的圣工。
She was very concerned with church work.
我看她的时候，她虽然很虚弱啊，但是都跟我讲教会的事情。
Even though I see her, she's very weak, but she talks only about church.
啊，在最后要断气之前。
Before she took her last breath.
她一个缓路的一直话说得胜啦，得胜啦。
And she kept on repeating, say, I'm victorious, victorious.
啊，感谢主啊，她后来很安然的离世。我们知道说啊。主耶稣把他接到乐园里面享安息。
Thank the Lord, she left very peacefully, and we know that the Lord Jesus took her to the paradise.
啊，最近我看圣灵报里面呢、哦，啊，有谈到一个老姊妹九十几岁要离世。
And I read the Holy Spirit recently, there's an elder sister about 90 passing away.
啊，在之前呢、啊，很长一段时间，她的家人呢、啊、就陪着她唱赞美诗，一首一首唱。
And before her family members will always sing hymns with her.
啊，那一开始得出来，哼哼哼啊，跟着哼。
And initially she will hymn and she will follow.
啊，有很多诗歌啊，是她本来啊很喜欢唱的诗歌。
And many of the hymns are the ones she loved the most favorites.
哦，所以每一次唱完了以后，她都微笑。
And every time once she finished singing, she will smile.
啊，最后她的儿子都跟她哇。盼望天上的家乡呢、啊？我们将来在天国点名的时候，我们都能够在那里的。
And with her son, she will say, "Hope of the heavenly kingdom, and we will all be there one day."
啊，唱完诗以后啊，他的儿子就跟他讲。
And then after singing, her son told her,
啊，妈妈，主耶稣派天使啊，啊要来接你回去的。
Oh, mom, angel have been sent to take you to heaven.
啊，你可以安心的跟他去啦。
And so you can be a peaceful
and go with them. 我们将来可以在天上啊见面。
And we will see you in heaven one day.
啊，她点点头微笑。
And she knocked her head and she said yes.
啊，然后闭上眼睛啊，啊这样离开世界。
And she closed her eyes and she left this world.
她说我们看到说一个人啊要离开世界啊，啊能够得胜啊。啊，进到乐园里面呢，这个真是蛮好的事情。
And if we can see a person to leave this world and become victorious to enter into heaven, this is a wonderful thing.
圣经里面讲到这个古圣徒啊，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各啊。
And the Bible talks about Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
他们知道说人生在世界是寄居的。
And they know that they are only a guest in this world.
啊，人最大的盼望就是将来回到天上去。
And the greatest hope of man is to return to heaven.
啊，因为神为我们预备了一个更美的家乡。
Because God has prepared a wonderful home for us there.
啊，所以他们一生啊，有苦有乐。
And a life has joy and its sorrows.
啊，但是到了晚年的时候。
But until the end times.
啊，把那个孩子叫来，给他们按手祝福。
And to bless all the kids.
啊，然后很安心的躺下去，眼睛闭着。啊，就离开世界了。
And peacefully rest, and they leave this world.
啊，真的是非常美好啊。
And it's such a beautiful
place. 结束了人生的旅途，啊，然后回到天上的家乡，啊，在乐园里面享安息。
And to end the life on this world as a guest, and to enter into heaven.
啊，说可以在那里啊，享受那个生命的果子。生命树的果子。
And to enjoy the fruits of tree of life.
我们知道说，神本身造 一开始造人的时候是在伊甸快乐的园里面。
And we know that God originally created man in the Garden of Eden.
说那个树的果子很多啊，还有生命的果子。
There are many trees, including the tree of life.
啊，你吃了以后，你得生命丰盛啊，可以永远活着了。
And once you eat, you will have life forever.
啊，但是因为人去吃了那个善恶果啊，啊，这个人死掉了，这个病，灵命死掉了，又赶出是。这个伊甸园啊、
But because people they ate the tree of knowledge of good and evil, they were cast away from the.
所以人生才会劳苦，才会死亡，才会临到啊。
That's why there is the hardship and there is death and come.
但是我们现在如果属灵的征战得胜了，我们就回到乐园里面。
But if we are able to have a spiritual victory, then we'll go into the garden.
在那里啊，有那个你生命树的果子、啊，让你吃啊，让你享用啊。
And there's all the fruits that you can eat of the life of tree of life.
我们来看以赛亚书六十五章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 65.
以赛亚书六十五章。
Isaiah chapter 65.
二十一节。
Verse 21.
六十五章二十一节。
Chapter 65, verse 21.
说他们建造房屋啊，自己居住，栽种葡萄园，吃其中的果子。二十二节，他们建造的别人不能住，他们栽种的别人不得吃，因为我民的日子要像树木的日子，我选民亲手劳碌得来的必长久享用啊。这里讲到有一个新天新地会实现。
So here it talks about there's a new heaven and new earth that will appear.
啊，这个世界啊，有一天会结束掉。
Once they, this earth will conclude.
啊，敬畏神的人啊，神带我们进到一个乐园啊，一个新天新地里面。
Those who fear God will be brought into the new heaven and new earth.
说在那里啊，没有哀哭、痛苦、死亡，是一个永远快乐的地方啊。
And no one will weep, and this is an eternal joyful place.
啊，在那里啊，我们要享受你在地面上劳苦的结果。
And we will enjoy from all of our labor on this earth.
所以我们将来所建造的房子啊，你自己住。
And the house you live in is the one you built.
所以保罗说啊，我们在做圣工啊，就好像在建造房子一样。
And so Paul, when he writes, he says, when we work, it's just like we're building a house.
有的用金银宝石在建造。
Some use gold and silver to build.
有的用草木和秸在建造。
And some use straws to build.
啊，草木和秸的火一烧就没有掉了。
And the ones built by straw will be burnt and disappear.
但是金银宝石所建造的啊，啊就再怎么烧怎么考验啊，就是存得住。
But those built with the gold and silver will be preserved through anything.
他说我们的信仰啊，要用金银宝石啊，也就是用真实的信心啊，啊来建造我们属灵的工程。
So our faith should be built with the gold and silver with the true faith.
啊，你将来你信仰所建造的工程，你做工的轨效就是随着你。
And whatever work you have established, it will follow you.
啊，将来在神的国里面呢、啊，就享受你劳苦的结果。
And in the kingdom of God, you will enjoy your own labor.
他说我们好像在栽种葡萄园一样。
And it's like we're taking care of the great.
我们栽种各样的果树，结了很多很多的果子。
And all the things we take in, there's many fruits.
他说这些果子啊，将来就是你自己享用了。
And all these fruits will you enjoy later on.
啊，所以主耶稣说啊，他就是葡萄树啊，我们就是树枝啊。
And the Lord Jesus, He is the He's the vine dresser, and we're the.
啊，我们就要连属在这个树上。
And we are connected to the branch.
啊，可以不断的吸收水分、养分。
And we're always taking in nutrients.
啊，就会结出很多很多啊的果子来。
And they will bear much fruit.
啊，这些果子来荣耀神啊，我们呢、啊、也能够啊得到神的祝福。
And through these fruits will glorify God and will also gain the benefits.
我们奉主的名祷告啊，就能够得到垂听成全。
And once we pray in the name of Jesus, we'll be heard.
啊，我们所结的这个果子啊，啊，将来我们自己享用。
And then we'll enjoy all these fruits that we have borne.
啊，所以我们基督徒啊，要结很多很多的果子。
So the Christian have to bear much fruits.
啊，努力做圣工啊，结果子。
And to work hard to bear fruit.
啊，你带领人来信主啊，这也是属灵的果子。
And to bring someone to believe, this is also spiritual fruit.
啊，行善啦、啊，捐书啦、啊，啊，赞美神就是嘴唇的果子。
And to do good, to praise God is also fruits.
啊，圣灵也会，圣灵充满啦、啊，啊，仁爱、喜乐、和平、 良善各样的果子啊，都越结越多啊。
And once we're filled with the Holy Spirit, we'll bear much fruit.
所以你工作的果子啊，将来归在你自己的账上。
And so all the fruit, all the work you've done will be under your name.
啊，你自己可以享受你工作的成果。
And then you can enjoy all the your labor.
所以你建造了房子自己住。
Then you build a house that you live in.
你结的果子啊，你自己享用。
And you bear the fruit that you enjoy yourself.
啊，别人没有办法享用。
And cannot be enjoyed by others.
啊，所以将来啊，我们所做的功夫啊，我们就得到这个奖赏。
So in the future, we'll be able to enjoy all this work we have done.
我们一起默祷。
Let's all pray in silence.